Have you ever suffered because of jealousy? Well, you are not alone, but what can we practically do to overcome this merciless persecutor? In today's articles, we look at the roots of jealousy, the fear of losing our loved ones, and learn that jealousy has nothing to do with true love. Next, we shed light upon the transfer of love in tantrism, and see how, in the case of true love, there is in fact a non-exchange based on implicit ideas like, I love you, not for what you offer me, but for what you are. We end today's podcast with a meditation entitled The State of Detached Love. Tiger Lily will be here to keep you company. Jealousy has nothing to do with love, part 1. Have you ever suffered because of jealousy? How many times have you been jealous in your life? It is difficult to count these occasions, isn't it? Are you disturbed, annoyed by this state, or maybe you feel comfortable with it? Or are you concerned with it, or does it make you feel indifferent? Are you upset when your lover controls your every move, or when they call you at work every 5 minutes, or when your lover traces each movement of your eyes, ready to catch you when your eyes meet someone else's eyes? What can we do? Is this a disease, or is it merely a caprice between lovers? Regardless of the way jealousy appears, there are always two constants, the two hypostases, in which one is going to suffer, posing as the victim, and the other appearing in the light of a merciless executioner, causing the suffering. In the nightmare of the tensions issued from jealousy, how could we find again the harmony of the couple, discovering in ourselves the true and real love? Jealousy is in fact our fear of losing our lover. When jealousy appears, the tensions in a couple enhance. The first and most important thing to do at this point is to communicate with your lover. You should have faith and the courage to tell him things as they really are. Maybe your lover does not realize how you feel. Maybe we do not understand properly his or her real intentions. It is time to get closer to one another, confessing our true feelings with great honesty. However, this means not making a scene or blasting out critically or reproachfully, but merely sharing our concerns with our lover in a mutual effort to deepen the love relationship. If your lover loves you, she or he will be with you forever. If not, you really have got nothing to lose. The relationship in a couple is very complex. If you loved the other not only as your lover, but also as your sister, your daughter, your husband, your closest friend or your brother, could you still be jealous of him or her? Find again the magic of the beginning. If he or she has fallen for somebody else, why shouldn't you try to conquer her again so that she will fall in love with you again? If you used to be the conqueror, now simply love. Try to understand that love is the fundamental energy of creation and that it cannot be limited in its manifestation. Love is free to come up and blossom into any open heart and is free to pour over anybody. This flowing of love awakens as a result more love, and the numb hearts come back to life. Even if it is difficult, if we meditate constantly on these things, our inner horizon will broaden and we will open our hearts to the pure and genuine love. This experience will enrich you, and this inner richness will attract your lover even more. Love brings more love, and so it should be. Begin by loving yourself, accept yourself, and make peace with yourself, getting to know yourself. This is how you will discover the source of your loves to be. Jealousy has nothing to do with love. Part 2. Is your lover jealous? The first question you have to ask yourself is, do you really love her? Do you really care for her? Talk to her and let her know your feelings. Be close to her. Do not let her make the first move in the right direction. She is hurt, isn't she? Or at least this is how she feels. Have you ever experienced those states? Do not criticize her. Do not disapprove of her behavior now. Show her your love for her and show her that she is the one for you. Do you really realize your lover's uniqueness? How about the uniqueness of your relationship? Each person has something mysterious and characteristic about them. Close your eyes for a second. Can you feel your lover? Do you know it is her? How can there be comparisons then? Have you ever thought that a tulip is more beautiful than a rose? Such a question would not even make any sense, would it? When you love, become love. Half measurements attract half measurements. Do you think she is suffering? Do all you can to make her understand that you are 100% present in her life, that you are completely fascinated by her. Because you are, aren't you? Understand her desires and fulfill them even before she has a chance to utter them. The joy will not linger in making itself seen on her sweet face. Where could jealousy fit in now? There is nothing worse than a common relationship. Do you want to experience the extraordinary? Then offer it. Be the Prince Charming in her life, the unforgettable man. The love of her life. She has been waiting for you all of her life. Act nobly and be self-giving. Be inventive and full of surprises. Do not be worried, because she will never be bored. You can make your presence visible in her life without words, in silence, in the most unexpected and surprising ways. Do you keep the fire of your passion alive with gestures of love and affection? Have you ever wondered what she would say if one day she came home and found flowers everywhere, even in the most unexpected of places, in the drawer, on the pillow, in the kitchen, rose petals in the tub filled with warm and inviting water? Wouldn't she respond with great love to such a manifestation of affection and tenderness? Always remember that small gestures rescue great love affairs. The transfer of love in tantrism. This theme has been treated with sentimentalism, lack of experience and superstition for a long time. Now we have to bring in a new light, opening and lucidity onto it, to see this subject regarding the transfer of love in its ineffable bright nature. We often encounter the expression love exchange, regarding a love interaction between two beings of the opposite sex. The majority of people live with the feeling that a love relationship necessarily involves a kind of exchange between the two people, a kind of barter based on the idea, you give me, so I give you, or in other words, you love me, so I love you, and if you don't love me, then I won't love you. True love is not based on an exchange. True love in a relationship is based on fundamental ideas like, I love you not for what you offer me, but for what you are, for the divine self hidden inside of you. The one who really loves expects nothing in exchange and doesn't depend on his love with regard to the other's behavior or love. Such a relationship is favored by a perfect integration of the two lovers in sexual fusion. the bigger the liberation of love from conditions, the more intense and profoundly transforming are the experiences of the two lovers during lovemaking. The love interaction implies a very subtle energetic and informational transfer between the two lovers. In time, this transfer promotes the couple to reach the androgynous state. The transfer takes place on all the planes of the human being, physical, psychic, mental, and spiritual, and leads to an enrichment of the being, a completion with the other's qualities and affinities. In this way, a state of plenitude occurs. When there is a real feeling of love between the man and the woman involved in a sexual relationship, only beneficial aspects and qualities are transferred. But if, during the fusion or lovemaking, there is only physical attraction and there is no real love between the two people, then not only are the good qualities exchanged, but also the bad qualities, defects and imperfections are exchanged. The harmony in a tantric couple can be compared with the harmony of a rhythmic dance. This harmony finds its best reflection during lovemaking. Love becomes the joy of spiritual transformation. The couple experiences that eternal and immutable moment when they discover together the divine reality. From the emotional point of view, love is a resonance that can appear between two human beings of the opposite sex. This resonance potentially exists here in an undefined form and emerges like a state of profound spiritual communion. In itself, it has the possibility to bloom, to offer infinity to the two lovers. But if this resonance is not directed to higher, superior frequencies, to pure spiritual dimensions, it will lose its brilliancy in time. Love, that was first a potential way to perfection, will become an experimental residue of their tumultuous way of life. This is the greatest drama of the majority of modern couples, because they have little or no idea on how they should develop their love, or what love really means. Reaching the highest point of the human condition, those who practice Tantra live in the love of the most pure and subtle ideas. This way of living induces an ineffable and continuous joy, and we are not speaking about intellectual dialectic counterfeits, we are speaking about an abstract conceptual world of ideas. By the nature of ideal love, there is no fanaticism possible. Lovemaking can then be seen as a living word, a celestial message of a new dimension. In fact, the love transfer is now out of any changing movement of the forms and appearances, as it is previously mentioned, the problem of an exchange or barter type, I give you because you give me, appears only at the dualistic level of the mind. This is the expression of a gross and very limited level of conscience. But from the spiritual point of view, only the transpersonal, spiritual dimension of the human being permits the apparition of such a mutual sublime transfer. This mutual transfer becomes a source of evolutionary potential for both lovers. We are no longer speaking about a simple date or a usual relationship that is a common and superficial form of exchange. Now there appears a superior transubstantial transfer that makes the two lovers become the living incarnation of the two universal complementary principles, the male and the female, the solar and the lunar, and in the tantric exception, Shiva and Shakti. Let us perform a meditation on the state of detached love. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the state or aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you eliminate all tensions, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect, on the state of detached love. Let us begin.
Thank you.
That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.